Private Prissy Pants?
Sir, yes, sir. Lieutenant Hefty?
What are you doing on your iPod on guard duty?
I'm listening to the default setting, sir.
Default setting?
Sir, yes, sir. It's a podcast where Jess and Gigi discuss people's default setting and how it's affected them, sir.
Sounds like hippie liberal psychobabble to me, Private.
It's actually really good.
What are you doing on base?
I'm your 5 o'clock humiliation appointment.
I hired you for discretion.
Catch the default setting on the Above Below Entertainment Network.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, it's light again, because we're talking about the movie that, you know, I'm assuming if you listen to this podcast, you enjoy. Joining us on the program is the co-host of the Chatter Squadron podcast, Mr. Tyler Bucks.
Hello, it is I.
Thank you so much for joining us this week.
You know what? There's no place I'd rather be than here hating things.
Good.
Know? Yeah.
Because hating things is what we do.
Hey, you don't have the room to do it on your show.
No. We the first, very first meeting we had, I was like, let's spin this thing positive as well, often as possible.
It is, it's a good idea as, you know, we'll probably get into. So, right. Tyler, why do you hate Star Wars fans?
Well, I hate Star Wars fans because they seem to hate Star Wars. As time goes on, it's more and more. So I got brought in to do stuff for Star Wars pages and Star Wars websites and stuff. And the person who brought me in put it the best way. He said, "No one hates Star Wars like Star Wars fans."
Mm.
It's a specific, very fine, minute thing. We were talking about wrestling a second ago. It's that same thing of like, "Oh, I thought that match was all right." "Well, you thought that was all right. You should have seen the..." It's the same thing with, like, "You know, I kind of liked that episode of Clone Wars. You thought that was good. Well, why didn't you read the Thrawn trilogy in the hard book cover, and then you really know what Star Wars is like?"
Yeah, you can't really know Star Wars until you feel the weight of a hardcover book on one leg as you've gotten through it.
Yeah, when you're alone and no one else wants to talk to you.
Yes.
No, I'm just, because that's the thing when it comes down to it is, when we said to spin the show positive, there's, anytime you look anywhere now, there's always someone who's trying to kill the fun, be a buzzkill, like especially with Solo. There's a huge boycott movement and all those types of things. Because it's Disney. And they
already? It came out fucking 2 days ago.
It was a... It's been going on for a while.
Oh, just because they're boycotting Disney?
Yeah, they're boycotting Disney and they're boycotting the idea of what their Star Wars looks like, and it's not their Star Wars.
Okay, so it's not like the Star Wars EU that they're used to and...
Right, because while I understand, I read Plagueis, I read Bane, I read, you know, old EU books, and I enjoyed them a lot. So I understand the idea of getting into what you know of a character, and then all of a sudden them being like, "Well, that's not the character anymore." I get that.
Right.
But for the rest of eternity now, it's going to be going this direction.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can not enjoy it, but also you could just go, "Well, you know what, it's not for me anymore," and just kind of wipe your hands with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what's happening.
Well, I mean, these people take ownership of the product.
Oh, yeah.
By being a fan of it, mm-hmm. and thus they feel that they have rights.
Right. And it's literally taking the rights away from other people. And that's what I hate about this so much is... So we have, you know, excitement. I enjoyed Solo. I also enjoyed Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. So I enjoyed these films. But at the same time, someone else doesn't enjoy them. Other people, like this boycott movement, just boycotting it from the start. They're saying the lack of our enjoyment is more important than your enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that I had to work with. A team of people to turn off commenting and all this stuff because people were going to spoil The Last Jedi back in December.
Jesus.
They were going to... You could go on the chat rooms and there's screenshots and stuff because they were like figuring out we were finding them out. We're going to go to this page and we're going to do this and we're going to go to that page and we're going to say this and we're... Everyone go to Rotten Tomatoes and put the score down. There's... Yeah, just chat rooms full of people who want to have someone scroll by and be like, oh, that Star Wars movie's coming out. By the way, Han dies. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? That's what they want. That's what they find enjoyment out of.
So they've moved on from, you know, actively complaining about, you know, the fact that their world has been torn asunder and just graduated into trolling. Just for the sake of this is what we do now.
It's evolved trolling at this point because, you know, they didn't like the direction of The Force Awakens, and then they didn't like the direction of The Last Jedi, which I understand. Mm-hmm. I get people's qualms. I do. I personally enjoyed it, but people can't do that. They can't say, oh well, I didn't enjoy it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I personally thought The Last Jedi was the best Star Wars movie, but...
See, I just watched it the other day. It goes right in the middle for me, but because Empire, like those ones, I mean, I was raised on that. We didn't have TV growing up, so right. I watched Star Wars my entire, like, childhood.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's the thing. So I have a big connection to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... I could see if someone was like, oh, the Empire Strikes Back and all that, that never happened. I would probably be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I loved that stuff. But that's not true, and I don't know, I feel like I trust myself enough to say, oh, well, I'm just moving on with my life then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like when Final Fantasy stopped being Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I had to realize, hold on. I'm done.
All right. So, in regards to what you guys have been talking about,
yeah,
I'm just gonna step away for a minute. But
Jordan Henson,
go ahead.
Jordan Henson sucked some cut for some drink.
Wow.
All right. So
I watched it the whole time too.
It was weird while he was podcasting. He's multi-talented, this Tyler Bucks.
What can I say? And I spun it positive.
So I remember. This was right around the time when you and I started talking, like, Last Jedi, when it came out.
Yep.
And I think we talked about this meme, but it's for the people who obviously can't see it.
Yeah.
It's the scene from Revenge of the Sith when Palpatine is telling Anakin the tragic story of Darth Plagueis the Wise.
Yes.
And this is my favorite. This describes how I feel about Star Wars fans in general,
yeah,
but specifically The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're communicating in memes now.
Well, you'll get, because this, you'll understand this. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. It's a new way of communicating, is
right.
Memes.
Just memes. That's, I'm gonna be a, never mind. I was gonna say comedian, but I just,
alright, I gotta go.
Show's
over. Even I can't turn this positive.
I know, right? You suck.
Yeah.
Alright, so, it's, starts out with Palpatine and says, did you ever hear the... Well, it's all Palpatine. It says, did you ever hear the tragedy of the butthurt fanboys? They became so convinced of their own horrible fan theories that when it actually came out, they couldn't even enjoy a new Star Wars movie. Grown men screaming about a kid's movie online.
Yeah.
They even tried to convince others it was bad.
Ironic. For years, they complained of the last film being too derivative, but once they got a more original film, they still cried like little bitches.
Yes.
And that is it sums up perfectly how I felt about Last Jedi, because I thought, like, I know Jeremy said it was his favorite Star Wars movie. Right. It's up there for me. Empire is still my number one. Right. Like, you can't fuck with it, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But these fucking people, man, they can, and this is perfect because we're all Star Wars fans. This is the first time in a while that we've all really, like, we get to, like.
And hopefully you guys have listened to Solo. Or watch Solo.
Oh,
by
I've
this
seen
point.
It.
I know. Talk to the listeners,
the audience. Yeah. They do that on their show. We don't talk to our audience.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Just,
we sorry. Just, yeah. Fuck you guys.
That's what we do. That's what we say. And they still listen.
Suck my cunt for drink. Audience.
Are you guys doing? Audience. Are you guys doing merch yet?
We were.
Suck my cunt for drugs.
Suck my cunt for drugs. Can we get koozies made of that?
Yes.
And then with our logo on the other side?
Yes.
Get your own syringes.
All right.
And we'll do our own
little pentagram.
But let me say really quick, sorry. If anyone has come over from my show to come listen to this, this is probably the first time they've heard me say fuck.
Oh my.
Or say it again.
Fuck. Dude. Fuck these stupid motherfuckers who have no time on their hands but to go ruin other people's fucking fun. Get a fucking life.
That just reminded me of the Blink-182 live record when, I can't remember if it's Tom Remark, he's like, everybody say fuck, and then you hear the crowd, fuck, everyone say shit. Just reminded me of that.
I mean, that's the thing, we try and keep it clean because at the end of the day, Star Wars is for kids. So... Yeah.
I'm leaving now.
But no, I mean, most of the stuff I enjoy is started in my childhood, you know.
Yeah.
But no, like you were saying, the butthurt fans. It's true, because while The Last Jedi strayed so much in terms of storytelling, it was also pretty similar to a lot of stuff. Luke was very much like Yoda in mm-hmm. The Last Jedi. And I've talked about it a lot.
Spoiler alert, Yoda's in The Last Jedi.
Yeah, that too. But and Yoda was like Obi-Wan in Empire. But I've talked about it a lot in the sense of if people want to see Empire now after seeing the prequels first, oh, Yoda's going to be in this? Remember Yoda? He does the flips and he does the spins and he's like a super cool warrior and everything. And then he comes out and he's stealing food. And he's hitting R2 in the head with a stick. What'd they do to Yoda? He's supposed to be a warrior. Oh, they ruined him. And then
on the joke, you is.
Yeah. And they just blow past everything else. That's the same thing that happened to Luke.
Yeah.
Luke was a joke at the start. But the thing is, he literally saves the day at the end.
He's Luke fucking Skywalker,
right,
dude.
That's the thing. It's the same. And people have said that. No, it's not the same thing. It's pretty much exactly the same thing. I'm sorry to let you know.
Well, I mean, and I do, people are constantly like, that meme. Everybody was talking about how, it was too, A Force Awakens was too derivative. Guess what? It was derivative, and I loved every fucking second of it. It was great.
Yeah.
It was, like, basically J.J. Abrams, hypothetically sucked my cock for 2.5 hours, and I loved every second of it. He gave me exactly what I wanted. It was great. Last Jedi roll around. Don't get me wrong. The first time I saw it, I did love it, but I was like, what the fuck did I just watch?
It's a lot.
And that's a good thing.
I feel like it'll turn to wrestling at some point. The Last Jedi felt a lot like the past WrestleMania to me.
Okay.
WrestleMania this last year was like bizarro world. Everything that was weird that could happen did happen. Braun Strowman won the tag team titles with a child.
Yeah.
And then you go
see great.
The, Yeah, I know. But no, I liked last WrestleMania as well because I like different. But here's the thing. It's like you go and you watch The Last Jedi. You're like, what the fuck did I just see?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like talking to each other in their mind. Yoda's shooting lightning into trees. Like,
that, I mean, but that's something like that's like one of the things I try to explain to people who hated it. They're like, what's that fucking, they can talk across the galaxy in their minds?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, it's called a force connection. Fucking play Knights of the Old Republic one time, right, and you'll know that that's a fucking thing already.
And even that, and Snoke, like, says that he kind of takes credit for doing it. So even then, you're like, okay, you could think that a super powerful force being could go, like, this person and that person. Boom. You guys are listening to each other right now. Like, I don't know. There's just stuff in the movie.
We never listen to each other.
No. There's just stuff in the movie, though, that, like, you go, what? Could that happen? And it's like, well, I guess it can, because it did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, well, yeah. And exactly. All right, so this is what we were talking about before the show a little bit, but I wanted to say it for the show. To anybody who is listening to this who did not like Force Awakens or did not like Last Jedi, I'd like you to pose a question in your own mind. Do you own the rights to Star Wars? I'll answer that question for you. No, you don't. Disney does. And guess what Disney gets to do? They get to decide where the story goes. You do not. No matter how much you wish you could, no matter how many fan fiction fucking theories you write in your goddamn basement or your mom's fucking house, on YouTube or Reddit or wherever the fuck, you are not in control. Other people are, who have been literally working on Star Wars since, like, the fucking beginning.
Exactly. Lawrence Kasdan, who did Empire Strikes Back, is, like, producing all the movies now.
And that's the best choice. Him and Kathleen Kennedy.
Right.
Is that her name?
Kathleen Kennedy.
And guess what? That's a good thing.
She's been around since, like, the first Indiana Jones around Lucasfilm.
You know,
like,
you know the best thing to fucking happen to Star Wars in the last 5 years, George Lucas fucking selling it.
That's true.
That's the best thing to happen.
Because here's the thing that I'll say with that, riding that line, is George was not going to do anything with it. He was done. He had talked.
I'm going to make another movie, it's going to be completely CGI, even though all the characters. Fuck you, dude.
Seriously.
Eat a sandwich.
He talked over and over of, you know, I mean, why would I make another Star Wars film when, you know, everyone just hated the last one?
You know, the power of myth and, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he seriously, and then when he sold it and then it started to gain traction again, he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I always believed that this could happen. It's like, no, you didn't.
No.
You've talked for years from, like, 2003 to, like, 2014 of, like, I'm done.
I like, if nobody can see this except for me and Sheer, but when Tyler does his George Lucas impression, he talks like an old man pointing and waving his finger. It's fucking great.
Because I think that's like the only thing he can do is like, let's just make this Tatooine, this green screen.
Have you ever seen the Clerks cartoon before?
Maybe.
There's like six episodes. I know you've seen it, right?
Yes.
All right, so there's an episode where, Jay slips and falls in the store, and he's suing the Quick Stop and Dante for like $1 billion.
Yeah,
and Randall's representing Dante.
Okay,
and he has like a list of witnesses that he calls in.
Yeah,
and one of them is called George Lucas, and he's asking him questions, and he's like, what was with that last movie? It was like after Phantom Menace came out. He's like, what was with that last movie? I want my $8 back. And then like the next one is Steven Spielberg, and he's like, Schindler's List, I want my $8 back. And then like after like all these directors and people or whatever, he sits down and he's like, Your Honor, the defense rests. And Dante's like, what the fuck, dude? It's great.
But what you were talking about a second ago, people like taking ownership of Star Wars. That's what I felt like with Snoke. Snoke getting cut in half might be my favorite Star Wars moment ever, because I shot up out of my seat, and my mind was blown, because the first thing I thought was, all these people, because I was never big on the theories and that type of stuff.
Right.
I'm a very much let's wait and see.
Did you like the character? Because I really like that character.
I liked Snoke, but the whole point of him, and it's obvious after the fact now, is he was just a plot device for Kylo to overcome. That's what he was there for.
But they didn't set him up like that. I don't think that that was J.J. Abrams' intention by any means. And then Rian Johnson was like, "Haha, I did Breaking Bad. Fuck you."
I don't want to get into that too much. But the point of it is, that's what he became. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that something more could have been done with Snoke, but they didn't. Yep. Kylo killed him, and he did it in the most. Because when would he kill him? The next movie? Then it wouldn't be that surprising. Or when would he kill him, like, at the very end? Like, they did it right in the middle of the film, and I was like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And that was the best lightsaber fight in any Star Wars movie ever. Would you agree with that, Cheer?
It was pretty great.
And, dude, I forget who I was arguing with. You would have... I was screaming at this person. It was recently, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember. And it was like somebody who's not a Star Wars fan. Oh, it was when I was on the Drinks with Larry podcast. It was Aaron Tatorian. He was like, you know, they're fighting with the... And Larry goes, lightsabers don't touch in that movie. Aaron's like... No, he wasn't complaining. He was just stating that they don't touch.
Okay.
And he's like, Aaron's like, yes, they do. Those red guys with the purplish lightsabers. I'm like, those are vibroblades. He's like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
And like, I'm trying to explain vibroblades. He keeps calling them lightsabers, and every time I'm on Drinks with Larry, my blood pressure goes through the roof because I'm screaming at somebody about Star Wars.
Yeah, but that's the thing too. I was talking about before we started recording is people who. Oh, well, this Star Wars movie didn't have this. Like, oh, yeah, the lightsabers didn't touch in this movie. So? Who gives a fuck? Same thing with Rogue One.
Well, maybe, start with maybe Finn and Poe touch tips, you know?
They did have a nice embrace at one point. Yeah. But,
and that's okay.
In Rogue One, it didn't have an opening crawl.
Yeah.
So?
So?
It's the first spin-off thing.
Yeah, it's a spin-off movie.
They want to make them somewhat different. Like, it doesn't need a fucking opening crawl.
Here's the thing.
I love the way Rogue One opens, actually. Me too. Just like that... Yeah, like that fucking horn section. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really... I liked Rogue One the first time I saw it. It's grown on me more.
Yeah.
But, like, since the first time I saw it, but, like, I still... I rank it above the prequels...
Yeah.
But it's just above the prequels.
Right. It's another one of the films like we were talking about with Solo that it's not the biggest like deal.
Yeah.
It could and could not have been made. But that's why I kind of like these anthology films. Like, enjoy them a little more because it's like, well, you know.
Well, they make these anthology films for guys like us. The ones who have read the expanded universe shit, like, and there's like, or played the games, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like those, like, it's all fan service. Right. Like, and if you're not a fan of that shit, I can get why you don't like it, but shut the fuck up about it and let me enjoy it.
And it even is good, it's well made for people who haven't gotten into that stuff. If they like the films, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know there was this much behind this. You know, because I've heard people just complain about. Well, I've heard people complain about everything, but that's
your least favorite complaint.
What's my least favorite complaint? Anything that has the word Disney in the thing, because it's just the most common denominator you can go for.
Okay,
like the boycott thing. They're boycotting it because. Just Disney. They want Kathleen Kennedy taken away, so nobody go see the movie in the first week because you don't want the numbers to be good. The movie is on track to make $226 million this weekend. FYI to all you fucking dickheads out there. Good job.
A quarter of a billion dollars in a weekend.
Good job, guys. You really made a difference.
Yeah, because guess what? You can bitch and moan all you want, and you still paid the $13 to go see the fucking movie.
Yeah, and also, it's like, just give it a break already. I don't see how it's fun. That's the biggest thing for me.
It's like people who fucking don't like LeBron James. It's like, how can you not, like, that meme that's been going around, it's like, I feel bad for people who don't like LeBron James because they can't enjoy him watching him play in basketball.
Yeah.
Wow. Enjoy watching him play basketball.
Yeah, because he's the best.
He is the fucking best, and he's amazing, and he's all over the place, And, like, it's just like, how do you have that much time to bitch?
Right, right, right.
I mean, that's kind of what we do here. But we do it well.
Yeah.
I like that. Do as we say, not as we do.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Wise, wise words.
I mean, but we're basically like two, you know, Sith masters, dude.
That's true. That's true. I'm in your temple right now, and we're working on a holocron.
Yeah.
But, I don't see...
Holocronic. That needs to be a weed.
Oh my god.
That needs to be with like a red shade
on
it.
You grow it.
You grow it.
You can grow
wasn't
it.
That you know, a, if wasn't I grow anything, it's going to be opium.
Wasn't that a tag team in WCW?
Who? Chronic.
Chronic.
Yeah.
Holocronic.
Who was? Oh, wait.
It was Brian Adams and Brian Clark.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was. Yeah, and that was after Brian Adams was with Mortis, a.k.a. Canyon, right?
And that was Brian Clark that was with Mortis as Wrath.
Okay, and Brian Clark was the one who was... Gene Simmons, right? Or was that Brian Adams?
Gene Simmons?
Demon?
I think Brian Adams was the demon.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
I know Dale Torborg was the guy that was supposed to get it.
Let's divert for a second and kind of go back to WrestleMania. I was rooting for Roman Reigns to win.
Yeah.
Because I fucking am so done with Brock Lesnar.
Me too.
I'm over that motherfucker. I'm not over Paul Heyman. I am not over Paul Heyman. Like, give him Ronda Rousey, give him Asuka, give him fucking whoever.
See, if Roman Reigns Superman punch, spear, and beat Brock Lesnar in like a minute, that's how I would have jumped out of my chair.
Like when jumped out of a window.
when Kylo killed Snoke. It's that type of thing. Like, did he really just beat him that quickly?
You were right. It was David Torborg. I thought it was Brian Adams.
But that's the same type of thing, like Roman Reigns winning that fast. That's how I didn't think that would happen with
Kylo. Goldberg fucking spearing and jackhammering.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. But
check this out, dude. Maybe you might be too young to remember it, but that was a thing towards the end of WCW.
The Kiss Demon.
Yeah.
And what did he come out to? Like God of Thunder or something like that?
Yes.
Because Eric Bischoff, like, blew his load all over WCW with the stuff he liked. All
right, so I don't want to give too much away, but my old podcast, Fatitude Era, which Shear was on the very last episode of, and if you go to SoundCloud, look at Fatitude Era, and check it out. It was a lot of fun. Shear can back that up.
It was fun.
we're in the process of re-releasing all the episodes, and it's going to be like the remix, the remaster.
Got it.
And we're going to Jess from Fat Lulz Radio, who I did the show with, Jackknife Jess Smith, and myself, we're going to like co-put it out with Above Below and his company, Fat Lulz Radio. And I used to do this thing on there called Hordano's Lament.
Okay.
And not each week. I should have done them each week, and Jess always wanted me to, but I was way lazy.
Well, I know why you didn't.
Why?
Because Hordano's Lament sounds stupid.
Jess came up with the name. I was okay with it. And so go fuck yourself. But basically what
sounds
it was...
sounds like a finisher.
It like...
what you doing for vitamins? Hordano's Lament! Oh my God!
It was basically me bitching for 5 to 8 minutes about something in wrestling that I felt passionately about. For example, the first one I did was... about Shawn Michaels and how I'm so over the Christian Shawn Michaels bullshit. I want Shawn Michaels to be fucking back on painkillers, back on fucking muscle relaxers. I want him to lose his smile again. I want him to fucking look dead behind the eyes and go super kick people in the fucking face and yell at Vader in the ring. And that's
done business for himself.
Yes, that is the Shawn Michaels I grew up on and I fucking love.
Yeah.
And then all this fucking Jesus-y bullshit, which he's still a great performer. I'm not going to take that away from him. But all the Christ shit drove me nuts. So anyway, talking about the demon, I'm going to do a new Hordano's Lament for the remix, and I'll just tell you, I won't give anything away other than what it's going to be about, but I'm going to talk about when the Misfits came into the WCW and why the fuck they were booked the way they were, but we'll leave it at that for now, because we're talking about Star Wars.
Oh yeah, Star Wars.
Thank you for that segue that had nothing to do with anything we were talking about.
A little commercial. Well, yeah. We talk about the Kiss Demon.
Yeah,
I'll tie it in. Kathleen Kennedy she doesn't seem like...
Big wrestling fan.
She seems very level-headed, and I know people will be like, I hate her, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, I'm past that at this point. At least it's not someone like Eric Bischoff, who's like a big mark for Star Wars, who just wants to put in their own peppery, fun stuff that's just fun for them. Mm-hmm. Like when they would do like biker gang shit on WCW and like all these things that like, this is only cool for you. I just hope you know. And he's like, no, everyone loves it. At least who's running Star Wars now is not like, oh, and then Boba Fett will just always come in and he's the one who kills Snoke. Like, you know, you can
really... Every time he's not on the screen, they'll go, where's Boba Fett?
That would be me.
Yeah, have you heard my spiel on Boba Fett?
I think we talked about it personally.
Yeah, I hate Boba Fett, but that's just my one thing.
You can go fuck yourself.
You know what? I will.
He would kill you.
Yeah.
He would kill you.
I bet he would, unless I couldn't really see too well. I might knock him into a pit or something.
Dude.
So I'll just close my eyes.
A little higher! So,
Boba Fett.
One of my favorite callbacks in Solo, which this won't be much of a spoiler for you here, but was when they talk about who killed Aura Singh, and I was like, how fucking cool is that? They like pulled that little thing out. I was like, that was fucking sweet.
So the Solo was actually, let me jump into this. So people were already boycotting Solo just because of what
don't it, worry no spoilers
no what it was Han lives. Whew. I just had to get that off my chest.
God damn it.
Weirdest thing, Chewbacca dies.
Yeah, crazy. Apparently it was another Wookiee the entire time. Chewbacca is like the John of Wookiees. So it was just a different Wookiee. But people boycotting Solo just because of it existing. You guys are missing out on a fun time. It's really a love story to Star Wars, and I think the expanded universe, if you ask me. There's they pepper in there
100%.
Where you're like, whoa, I remember that.
Like, if you're a fan of the books or the video games...
Yeah. Especially the video games. They get dropped a video game title, that thing that I was like... No one knows what that is, but I know what that is, and that's it's great.
Yeah, it's a love letter to Star Wars. It's a love letter to Star Wars fan, like real true Star Wars fans, not the fuckheads we're talking about.
That's another thing. Actually, let me jump into that. I do believe, like, when it comes to true fans, that's what I think is people who just have fun with Star Wars. That's me. Mm-hmm. But I hate that mantra that so many people online go as well. If you're a true Star Wars fan, wait a second. Like you were saying, you don't own Star Wars. You don't own Disney. So how do you get to dictate what a fucking Star Wars fan is? You could like the Star Wars trading card game and that's it. You're a Star Wars fan because you like Star Wars.
Only true Star Wars fans have gotten the entire... original Kenner set completely up their ass.
The Ewok village?
No.
The entire Ewok village, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm washed it down with...
Only true Star Wars fans know the entire musical score from the Ewok Christmas special.
Oh, God. I thought you were gonna say like the entire score of like the movies. I'm like, I'm close.
That's what I mean. Like people, they draw those hard lines because guess what? It gives them the power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true Star Wars fan. You're not really. How the heck did that happen? Because I think I've been watching this since I was 4, and been running around my backyard still to this day with a lightsaber fighting imaginary droids and stuff. I think I might be a Star Wars fan. No, you're just a Disney shill. It's funny
because
yes, exactly. I run Star Wars news on Facebook, which has 50,000 followers on there. If you hate me, go check me out on there. Also check me out on my podcast and spread hate my way. But that's I post something positive on there about the movies or whatever. Oh, you're just a Disney shill, bro. I wish I was getting checks. That would be great. If I was getting checks, guess what? I would totally be a shill. But I enjoy this stuff. You can't just go, oh, Disney shill. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Here's my bank statement. I'm not getting many influxes from
people
Lucas
generally
film.
Disclose when they're shilling.
Yes.
Nowadays, because it's like, you know, if you were all of a sudden found to be a shill, then it's a great disgrace. But nobody does that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, hey, like Disney paid us to review this.
Right. And that's where the world's going, if we're getting like philosophical, is that people are making money in so many different ways right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in 15 years' time, you have a small following of people. Hey, sell this beer on your Instagram. I don't know. Because mm-hmm. that's, people are starting to learn that. Like, even podcasting, like we're on right now, it's still a growing thing that people right. are understanding. Oh, wait, people buy stuff if we, you know. Some people, I mean, when I started the show, what's a podcast? Mm-hmm. Where do I find it?
Yeah.
Do you have an iPhone? Yeah. You have a podcast app. Really? Yeah, look, there we are. There's all of our episodes. Oh, wow. And mm-hmm. so, where do I see you? No. it's like a radio show.
You ever listen
show.
To radio?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's like. It's like a radio
I don't
show.
Like whenever like I don't I try my best not to fucking ever bring this shit up at work, cuz like the last thing I need is my boss hearing, you know. That he, like, luckily I go
on. Your boss needs to know that you suck cunt for drugs.
Oh, exactly. We're getting this over.
It's the first thing Shear's gotten over in a long time. So.
Let me have this for a little bit.
I'm enjoying it. I'm gonna let it get over.
If you put it on a
I will not play Vince McMahon on this.
If you put it on a hat like this, I'll wear it every day.
All right.
I suck cunt for drugs. Is that it?
No, suck my cunt for drugs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, no, I love it. I really, really do. That being said, wait, what were we just talking about before that, though? Oh, I don't need my... I try not to talk about this shit at work.
Yeah, yeah,
because I just, like, dude, I work for a fucking... Like, I go under El Gordano Diablo and I go under Jordan Patrick. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously my real name at work. Mm-hmm. So, They're never going to find it. But the last thing I need is fucking my boss finding out that...
You suck cunt for drugs.
And the whole crowd says it. Right.
it's going to be as over as Woken Matt Hardy.
And, seriously.
No. Serious.
Drugs.
But because I don't want to. There's one guy I talk to about it. And then, like, you know, the somebody over here, they're like, what's a fucking, what's a...
Oh, no.
What's a podcast? Motherfucker, you have a phone?
Yeah.
Google it. What fucking idiot?
And there's a one person I talked to about this at work too. If Jacoby listens to this, this is for you because he understands. Everyone else at my job has no fucking clue, you know. And that's the thing too. If people are coming over from my other show, I just thought of this. You can't dive much more into the vulgar pool as I have by dropping the C word multiple times. Being like, yeah, our show's clean. It's for kids and go fuck yourself on this show.
Yeah, no, this it's a little bit more above board over on the Chatter Squad.
You're a little bit country. We're a little bit rock and roll.
Hey. You know, I'll take it. The country's a huge business.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
I was going to say it's a big sham, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that, but that's true. Half of the people are like, oh, I play guitar. Well, you're not going to make any money. Well, what if I play guitar now? Oh, you'll make a ton of money. All right, let's do this. Let's play some songs. Yeah.
Country music's fucking dog shit. This is like pre-1970.
Real country fans agree.
I'm a real country fan.
You are a real country fan. You know why? Because you suck cunt for drugs!
Scream after it. You know what? Dude, it's so funny when you scream, the sound waves do shit I have never seen before.
You suck country for drugs. That's what I'm talking about. Put that on a straw hat.
No, on a pair of overalls.
Oh my gosh.
Oshkosh bagosh.
Carhartt. Suck well, up for drugs.
Man, if you guys ever do a live album, that's right there, on the front.
We should totally fucking do that. It would have to be like our greatest.
We release a live album every week.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, my favorite podcast put shit on vinyl, so fuck off.
Which props to you guys for all these live shows. Holy shit.
Props to Mike Calhoun for helping us make that happen.
Props to everybody who fucking makes it happen for us. We obviously nothing is set in stone, but we're thinking that the future of the show is live.
I like that.
Yeah.
Props to Mike Calhoun for having the mind of a protocol droid.
Yeah.
For somehow knowing how to just do everything.
I almost called the droid from Rogue One KRS-1. He's a rapper.
He did. I'm a blunt getting smoked, and I can't wake up.
Is it K2? No, K2 is what you smoke.
No, I think it's
don't point at me and say what I smoke.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke K2. I sold K2.
I think it is K2SO.
Is it? Okay, so...
Look at me. But is talking about a real Star Wars.
Is Mike Calhoun K2SO, C-3PO, or the one from Solo?
He's K2SO.
Oh, yeah, that's what I think.
He's the type of person that you throw a thermal detonator at him, and then he just throws it behind him and blows up a bunch of stormtroopers.
That is
Mike Calhoun.
Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
And then Johnny and I are Jin and
Cassian,
just like, Calhoun, this sounded awful. And he just like... It's fine now.
I love I mean, Mike knows how much I love him because every time I see him, I tell him how much.
Yeah,
I
he's
love
all right.
Him. He's great.
That's how Jordan expresses affection with words.
No.
And sucking his cut for drugs.
Oh my god! Every time he gets me. Every time.
Dude, that is seriously. Dude, have you seen like the? I love the when. You know, I normally watch it on Hulu, but I do get to watch it live sometimes.
Yeah.
They cut Matt Hardy out of the Hulu cut every week. He is literally the best part of the show, and they cut him out of the Hulu cut every week. And I always like if I don't watch it live.
The Hulu
on Mondays,
cut of Raw.
Yes.
WWE Raw.
And he, I love like who fucking did a cartwheel like last week, and he goes and he stops.
Wonderful.
He goes. That was an excellent... What the fuck was it? He's like, that's a excellent form of athleticism. It was wonderful! And then he gets mad and starts hitting him. Like,
so good.
Matt Hardy is... Dude, I bought the Mower of Lawn shirt a month ago, and it's still not there. I'm glad that I need to fucking hit up somebody about that, actually.
So you need the sucker of cunts. Good lord.
Senor Benjamin!
prepare the battlefield for drugs.
Oh my god. Suck my gun for drugs. A Star Wars story.
For spice. Let's make it
on brand. Isn't that what people called K2 for a while though? Didn't they call it spice? Or is that something different?
No, it's the same thing.
Okay. Wow, really? Yeah.
We're bringing it all around here.
Yeah.
Tyler would be an amazing third ad to our show. I've said that about very, very few people. Like, I could sit there and yell about shit with him all week. $5 on your next order. Fuck you. Thank you doing that. You haven't even sent me the shirt I need, you cocks.
Oh, it's an actual WWE shirt?
Yeah, I'll show it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I didn't think it was an actual shirt.
Did they cut out the Ultimate Deletion from the Hulu version?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That thing
was amazing.
Blew up online, though.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
it was great.
Dude, YouTube and Facebook.
The fact that I ordered my Mower of Lawn shirt a month ago, and it's still not here.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Vince McMahon has to be like, okay, wait a second. Like, I'm wrong?
Yeah.
God damn, I'm wrong?
I'm never wrong.
I can't be wrong.
That must be something else.
They're fudging the numbers down in the basement.
You know, I just don't think that Matt Hardy's gimmick really has it. I say we take him off Hulu. that's him. Yeah, also, Kathleen Kennedy could be Vince McMahon. Just, wake up one day and be like, no, you know, let's not make a Han Solo movie anymore.
Are you on Twitter much?
No, actually. I'm on everything except Twitter.
I put one of the tweets I put up after the when I realized that it was from the Hulu cut, that it was cut from the Hulu cut or whatever. I said, so did Hulu ultimately delete this segment? I was very proud of that.
Good for you.
You may need to ultimately delete me from this show. I didn't expect to go so far down. I apologize to everybody for my vulgarity.
You mean
I usually
go down like
sucking cunt for good.
I don't think I've ever dropped the C word ever, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting here, it's like, I'm in it.
We do this to people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happened.
Hey, you're welcome.
I got tunnel vision. I know that laugh anywhere. Mm. But no, getting back to
a big dark blur, I see a big light blur.
Getting back to Star Wars.
Yes.
I just fucking can't stand these fans. Mm-hmm. The need that they feel to take, like you've mentioned, the ownership of something that, number one, they don't own.
Right.
To the point where they take the time to ruin other people's experiences. It's mind-blowing mm-hmm. to me that this happens. I basically had Han Solo dying in The Force Awakens spoiled for me.
Yeah.
Because I was scrolling through something and I saw just the words, Han Solo and Kylo Ren are on a bridge on Starkiller Base. And I went, because I'm smart, mm-hmm. I can guess what the fuck they're trying to say. Yeah. And then the minute that started to come up, I'm like, well, great. I guess that's true.
One of the guests that we turned down for the show actually put up the screenshot on his page, like, the day that it came out. Brad Bishop.
He wasn't on our show.
No, yeah, we turned him down.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck him for doing that.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, why'd you do that? Because I'm cool!
Yeah, I followed someone at the time, too, who posted part of the opening crawl of The Force Awakens. And people were like, why the fuck did you do that? And she was like, whatever, it's fine. It's like, no, it's not fine. The first thing you see is Luke Skywalker has vanished. Or like those words. Huge spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What do you mean? Oh, I mean, it's the first couple seconds. Yeah, the first couple seconds of a movie that I want to go see.
Yeah.
And people are doing, like, she, you know, didn't know the ramifications, but people are doing that knowing the ramifications because they can't enjoy it, so you can't either.
Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself. Holy shit. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, I believe me, I understand the desire to make people suffer. I do. But the fact the people are enjoying Star Wars are not the people to make suffer. You know, they're as much a part of the fandom as you are.
Yeah.
It's just they may not be as informed, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, seriously. And it's like not everybody has to have read everything, watched everything, played everything to fully enjoy it. And some people...
What do you do if you're a real Star Wars fan?
But some people have done those things, done all those things, and can still enjoy the new movies because I feel like some people are able to move on with their lives.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, which is harder than it looks at some points.
I guess. I mean, you know, I'm trying to draw a wrestling parallel here. Let me think. It's like, all right, I'm a huge Johnny B. Bad fan.
Okay.
So Johnny B. Bad gets signed to the WWF.
Are you a Mark Marrow?
Yes, I am a Mark Marrow, but that's the thing. I refuse to enjoy Johnny B. Bad as Mark Marrow because, God damn it, he is not... The Bad Blaster is gone. My vision of Mark Marrow is ruined. He will never be Johnny B. Bad again without the Bad Blaster.
And he got one-upped by his wife.
Yeah. But that wasn't a part of original Johnny B. Bad canon.
True.
Johnny B. Bad was ambiguous. So, he was pretty and a bad man.
So let me jump into that idea, because I got back into wrestling when AJ debuted in WWE.
Okay.
Because I was like, whoa, what? Because AJ, he's my favorite of all time. And I get into WWE being way, way, way out, and it's like, man, this Seth Rollins guy looks a lot like Tyler Black. Like, he looks just like him. And then it's like, oh, fuck. And then I hear Daniel Bryan, like, just the name. I'm like, no, that can't be Bryan Danielson. Like, what? And it's just like, that kept coming more and more. Finn Balor, Prince Devitt. What? Mm-hmm. What is going on? And then Kevin Owens was a huge one for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was another one that I didn't make click immediately. I'm like, that looks a lot like Kevin Steen. Oh, no. They changed his name. Yeah. And then I could tell Sammy was El Generico from the boots.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. That makes sense. Because that's like a full gimmick change. Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens is just Kevin Steen without saying fuck.
Yeah.
That's the change. But I think they learned from... They definitely have. You got
and kill Steen, kill. Fight Owens, fight.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a little more PG.
Well, it's also...
I'm just saying that's just, one of the other differences.
It's also because kill Steen is no longer a wonderful thing to be associated with. Okay, you guys didn't get that. Jamie Kilstein got accused of some inappropriate content.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I listened
to... Which made me giggle.
...a podcast with Kevin Steen talking about when he stopped the whole Kilstein kill thing. He saw a video online, and I want to try and find it at some point, of some kid listening to, like, his entrance theme, like, when he was Kevin Steen back in the day. And taking, like, a can, he had, like, Kilstein Kill shirt on, taking a can and, like, smacking it against his head and, like, making, hard-weighing himself. And he's like, you know what? Maybe I might need to calm it down a little bit. And I think he was just, like, had his kid at that point and everything.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Maybe we need to stop the kill. Maybe a little less package pile driving.
It's comforting to hear people go through similar things that I've been through like that.
Yeah.
Because there's a moment where you're like... What am I doing here?
Yeah, just like me a second ago, and it's like, man, I said the C word several times. And I'm like, what the hell? Where am I?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm on air right now? Oh, God.
Yeah, and there isn't a lot of editing that happens.
That's fine.
Even if you asked me, I'd be like, oh.
We had to actually edit Johnny. We're going to have to. We haven't yet for the solo episode because he said, oh, shit, during it. And he, looked at us with wide eyes and we're like, just keep going.
Because
we had a little laser in when somebody swears accidentally.
That's a good idea.
And actually, Johnny accidentally swears the most. It's happened like 4 times now, believe it or not.
I can't believe it.
You can't?
No, I've never seen Johnny swear. And usually when I do a lot of swearing, he gets uncomfortable.
Even on the Unbelievables?
Yeah, well, I did a lot of swearing on the Unbelievables. I do a lot of swearing.
But that's something we referenced the other day. We were talking about our Unbelievables shenanigans we did.
Oh,
which
man.
Was a good time.
I do miss that show bunches.
Yeah, me and Sheer had a good time when we went on there.
Yeah. Jordan yelled at me a bunch.
Yeah, I went as Gordon Cole. From Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that episode.
It was a lot of fun. Mike fucking couldn't keep it together. He kept laughing so fucking much.
It's the best when you make Calhoun laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I got him. Because then he can't stop laughing. But no, that's what's exciting about doing my show is keeping it positive, just having laughs. That's what it's all about. Just come listen to people talk about Star Wars for an hour. That's all it's supposed to be about.
It's not going
to
hurt anybody.
No. It's never hurt anybody, except for Johnny whenever he swears. We slap him with a rubber band under the table.
Slap him with a plastic lightsaber.
Punish him for his ignorance.
We could. We have some lightsabers on the set.
Mm. That's right, you do.
We can just pummel him a little bit.
A light pummeling for swearing.
I like that light pummeling with a lightsaber. What can I say? What can I say, everybody?
Well, where can everybody hear you say all the positive things on the Chatter Squadron?
So Chatter Squadron is on all of the places you can listen to podcasts.
All of them?
All of them, except for SoundCloud.
Well, damn it.
Yeah. So it's not on SoundCloud. And then you can follow us at everything/Chatter Squadron. That's where we're at. And then I am the Tyler Bucks, if you want to hate me directly. That's what I would prefer.
Yeah. Direct all your hate directly to Tyler Bucks.
Yeah.
At the Tyler Bucks.
Exactly. And be like, really, the Tyler Bucks? You're that pompous?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, he is that pompous. We've had him in the studio for this long. I can definitely tell you without a shadow of a doubt.
People, I just wanted to say, people love to say, by the way, I'm not in my mom's basement when they talk about these things.
Oh. Totally means they're in their mom's basement.
You're not in your mom's basement, you're in the bedroom next to your mom. It just happens to be on the second floor.
Can your mom hear you jerk off?
Yeah.
Hey guys, before we go, have your parents ever walked in on you jerking off and you finished?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
No.
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 Ever?
I had my dad walk in one time.
But you didn't finish?
No.
Why not? You still haven't?
No. It's 15 years.
You've held off.
I still haven't come 15 years.
That explains a lot.
That's what you deserve.
That's my favorite question I've ever been asked. FYI.
You can now hear it forever on here. You can just play that part over and over.
I'm already planning on it. What's the timestamp?
I'll send you the timestamp. It's the good parts.
What's the timestamp for your mushroom stamp?
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates Star Wars fans as much as Tyler Bucks.
Well, we have to pause for a second.
Okay.
And we'll ask that question at the end. I would like to dedicate this episode. I told my sister that we would. To my late brother-in-law, Teddy Miller, who passed away at 30 years old of a heart attack. When you're hearing this, it'll be a little over a month since it happened. Everybody who found out, reached out to me, who listens to this show, I mean, it means the world to me. I really appreciate it. But he loves Star Wars. That's like one of, you know, I knew him my entire life. When he married my sister, I was elated. I was like, this is perfect. Like,
right.
You know, most people would be, like, weird about their friends marrying their sister, and I wasn't. I was totally happy with it, and it's tough. I mean, the family's going through a rough time right now, but I just wanted to dedicate this episode to him because he loves Star Wars so much, and we actually had his service on May the 4th. For that reason.
Yeah.
And people, you know, wore some, like, Star Wars pins and shit. So I just wanted to, you know, dedicate this episode to him. Everybody who listens that did reach out to me, you know who you are. I really appreciate it. It really does mean a lot to me. I've been going through some shit myself because of it. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show, fucking, you know, reaching out to me or reaching out in general and, you know, condolences, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I know people really don't know what to say. I don't really know how to respond a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So if I didn't get back to you, don't think it was overlooked or anything. Like, every single one of them meant the world to me. And me and Sheer talked about it, and dedicating this episode to him was something we really wanted to do. And I'm glad that it was you who came on here to be able to talk about this. And
well, I'm honored because it ties into the stuff we were talking about. Star Wars means a lot to people.
Yeah.
And it's something that pulls families together, and it's something that when you watch something like one of the movies, you'll think about him. And you'll remember him, and you know, that's the thing. Just be cool, people.
Yeah.
This means a lot to people.
Don't be a fucking troll on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And
so
that,
I am honored to be a part of this.
Well, I'm happy that you're here. On
also,
that note,
this one's for you, Teddy.
This one is for you, Ted.
Suck my cunt for drugs!
I won't apologize again! I'm a rampant offender! You can see right through my skin! I don't care about making mistakes! I keep saying no!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.